Hello and welcome to the first show of the new year for Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent.
We are your hosts for this evening, Ahmed and Divine. We're both part of our rugby team in school and happy to introduce the guest we have today.
Amanda Neal Robinson is the communications officer for the Toronto Intercity Rugby Foundation, or called TURF for short. They look to transform the lives of young people like us through rugby.
TURF seeks to encourage healthy, active, and inclusive communities that emphasize teamwork. They adhere to five world rugby values, which are integrity, passion, solidarity, discipline, and respect.
Integrity is shown through honesty and fair play. Passion is shown through the sense of belonging. Solidarity is shown through teamwork and loyalty. Discipline is shown through the following laws, regulations, and core values. And respect is shown through conduct with teammates, opponents, and those involved in the game.
So without further ado, we would like to chat with Amanda on what TURF does and how it helps young people. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. It's really exciting being here and meeting you both. Thanks.
What is TURF? And what are its programs, and when was it founded?
TURF is, as you said earlier, the Toronto Intercity Rugby Foundation. We are a nonprofit organization. We believe that rugby can be used as a tool for social good. It has the ability to transform the lives of young people and transform communities as well. TURF started out as an idea back in 2010, 2011. Our founders started with a pilot project at Newton Brook High School at Young and Steeles. They started coaching and creating a rugby program there. Saw a lot of success, not just from young people like yourselves being interested in rugby and playing rugby, but also seeing the benefits with rugby outside of the field and off the field. After that, invested some more time and people and resources, and were able to secure some funding from Ontario Trillium Foundation. And what started off as a really small pilot project has now grown. This summer, we hired 53 students, 53 young people like yourselves, and provided rugby programming across the city. Around 27,438 kids played rugby this summer because of us. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you guys play. You like the game, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not like, I'm going to do rugby and it's okay. You're like, I'm going to do rugby and it's awesome, right?
Yeah. It's...
So, wait, when did you guys start playing?
I actually started playing not last year, 2016.
Okay.
Actually, because I was a new student to Jarvis, and I wanted to join a sports team, but the basketball tryouts, they already left. So I was like, well, snap, what am I going to do? And some random teacher came up to me, and they're like, oh, you're a big guy. Why don't you come and play some rugby? I'm like, I don't know how to play rugby. He's like, I'll teach you. So I started playing rugby, and I was like, I'm so confused. What do I do? And he's like, so basically what you do, you pick the ball and blow through everybody. That's all you do. I'm like, okay. But then I did that, and he's like, okay, now I got to teach you some of the rules. Got down the basics. I got down the basics, and I realized how fun it really was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... And it's pretty athletic sport.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, I got my daily exercise with that.
Nice. And what about you? When did you start?
2015. It was just, like, a program that, like I thought would, like, broaden my horizons, you know? Like, I could just do something after school instead of, like, just going home, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I really like about rugby, and what we do is giving young people like you guys a place to find a team, right? Find a place where you belong, find some friends, have some good times, get it all out there on the field, on the turf, and then, you know, turn around and, you know, go home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, it's because I was new to the school, so I only had like one or two friends that I knew mm-hmm. from preschool, but like. And then I joined the rugby team, and I made a whole bunch of friends. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have friends to talk to and people to chew with at lunch. So it's pretty nice.
It's one of those the rugby community is so great. Once you're involved in it, being able to make connections. Now, you know, later on in life, you guys can go play on a club and it, you know, have more friends, have a build your network. I manage the club's social media, and often I'll have players from other countries who are moving to the city wanting to, you know where they can go to play or recommend a team based on where they're going to be. And just wherever you are, you can find a team for yourself when you join a rugby club.
What kind of events do you host? Do you have competitions, competitive games, and how do kids join?
That's a great question. We do lots of things. You both attend Jarvis Collegiate. Did you play at our Turf Cup plate this fall? No.
I don't think we did.
No.
I don't think we made it that far.
So we host tournaments. We host tournaments with TDSB and Toronto Catholic District School Board as well for high school players. We also do flag rugby tournaments and help with the coordination of that. We help teachers, right? Your coach, you know, helping them get the tools they need. So if they need equipment or if they need some, you know, community coaches, someone to come and help volunteer, we can help arrange that. And equipment's not, it's cheaper than hockey or less expensive than hockey, but, you know, it's still an investment to get the pads and stuff. We also train young people like yourselves to go forward with their rugby certification and coaching and refereeing. That's really important that we want to make sure that we develop a strong base to help continue the game so that rugby's here for generations after, you know. We also do deliver a curriculum in the summertime. It's really geared towards children between the ages of 6 to 12, and it's teaching them the fundamentals of the game. So unlike your experience where you're just given a ball and you're just like, run and I'll do tactical evasion games. It's all gameplay. We all learn best through play. Like, play is a great way to learn. You learn how to communicate, you learn spatial, like what's around you, your surroundings. So learning through play is really important, a really core part of what we do. We also hire youth throughout the summer. We offer scholarships. Did you guys know that? No, you guys at Jarvis Collegiate, and you play rugby, you are eligible for our scholarship program. It's with the Turf Scholars, and it's done in partnership with the generosity of the Doncaster Family Foundation. And then there's also some secondary awards and scholarships and bursaries through the Aventi Webb Family Foundation as well. But as rugby enthusiasts, as rugby players, as athletes, as community members, like all the amazing work you're doing here in region, and especially with Focus here, is you should definitely apply. We also have an advisory council that gets together young people like yourselves to help talk about programming. And this year we have a team of, 10 or 11 youth so far from schools across the city that are helping to plan a kickoff event for the start of the rugby season in, I think we're looking for April, May, doing some sort of big kickoff event for anyone that's a Turf member. Oh, and the most important thing, sorry, it's like, and then, is that we offer, two most important things, I guess, is opportunities for play. So we believe that there shouldn't be any barriers to participation in sports. There's so many barriers out there for young people, especially. So we offer a subsidized rugby membership. So when you register through us, because you either live in a priority neighborhood or your school is one of our turf schools or turf designated school, and you can find that out on our website, albeit it might be a little bit complicated on there, but it's there. And you can apply and play at a club level, because it can be quite, as a young person, it can be quite pricey playing paying additional fees to participate in things. And we want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to have their best foot forward and to play. So from that, we've had a stellar young man. His name's Josiah Mora. He plays for Rugby Canada now. And he came up through our program. He applied for bursaries. We offer bursaries for representative plays. So if you're thinking about playing on a provincial level, like you want to play for Rugby Ontario, or you get the chance to play for Rugby Canada, we help you out with that as well. We want to see young people succeed, and we believe we can help people do that through rugby.
Sorry, next question. Why did you decide to join TURF?
That's an interesting question. So as I said to you guys, I'm not a rugby player. Like, I know, right? I look really brawny. I look like I could totally take on everyone. I am not a rugby player, but I love the values associated with it. I love the community around it. And I am a netball player, so I play netball. Any of you know what netball is?
It's like basketball for the UK?
Yeah, sort of. You can't move with the ball. So when I was learning how to play rugby, I had to learn how to play for my job. They would throw me the ball and I would just stop. You're not supposed to move the ball in netball, and I just couldn't. Oh. I couldn't make the connection. Like, oh, I have the ball, I can run now. So, you know, it's considered a fringe sport here, but you know, in the UK and a lot of the Caribbean, it's a main sport. And I kind of like the idea that, you know, rugby's a bit of a fringe sport here. It's not necessarily mainstream. I also spent years working and supporting youth and young people, and I dig it. I like it. Like, you guys are awesome. You inspire me. So what better way to do that than through encouraging young people to be the best version of themselves through sport, through access to sport, and then everything else that goes beyond it. We talk about our programming in, like, four main buckets. So we talk about it as experience rugby. So that's, like, you know, getting a chance to come to one of our festivals, which are kind of big, fun rugby events with, like, it's a kind of a carnival styled rugby event, to, you know, structured classes or curriculum delivery in our experience rugby. Then we talk about our performance rugby, where we offer, which this also might be of interest to you. I'm so glad I'm here today. We do a Winter Academies program. It's our Rising Stars programming. So if you want to hone in on your skills, if you're looking to take your game to the next level, if you're thinking about maybe when I go into post-secondary, I might want to try out for a university team, or I just want to be better. I love the sport. I just want to be involved, and I already play. We offer training through our Rising Stars program as well. And then we have our Share Rugby, which is trying to get more people involved in the game through volunteerism, like community coaches, sharing the love of the game. And then Beyond Rugby, which is supports that we provide off field, right? So that would be our scholarship program. We have a Career Connect program where we connect young people with a trade, so they have a 8-week apprenticeship in the summertime. So there's lots. I'm so glad I'm seeing you guys today. Like, I'm just going to hand you so much information.
And can you tell us about the values at TURF?
You know, because it is so important. I think the World Rugby values, if everybody just was true to those values, what a great city, what a great neighborhood, what a great country, what a great place it would be. I think those are just kind of core values to creating healthy communities. You know, whether it's, you know, if you think about in school, if your school and everyone in your school align themselves with those values, what a great place it would be. You know, there wouldn't be the bullying. There wouldn't be some of the negative things that come out of it, because everyone would be working towards a respectful environment where everyone can grow and be the best version of themselves. So, yeah, I totally dig the values. And I keep, my memory's not getting good with my old age. It's getting worse. So it's, when you were talking about it, it's integrity, passion, solidarity, discipline, and respect. The best way to remember it is DRIPS. So discipline, respect, integrity, passion, solidarity. DRIPS.
Whoa. I think about it like that.
I suppose you can make some other words too, but I just remember DRIPS. Yep.
What are the rugby programs that are available right now?
Well, right now, so we'll be starting our winter, our Rising Stars winter training program. That starts at the end of this month. I want to say January 24th or 27th. We'll be sending out some information about that shortly. You can follow that on our social media. We're at TURF Rugby on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. We're also on YouTube, too. We've got some fun videos that we've posted on there. So that's coming up immediately, and that's really helpful for any young person in particular that might be looking to try out for Ontario. The Ontario trials are in April, so it's a kind of like a good, like, kick in the butt, like get her going sort of deal. Also right now we've got our Youth Advisory Council. Their first day back, or their first meeting back for the year, will be the 18th. And they're going to be revving up and starting planning. But other than that, right now, like we're in planning mode. So it's kind of just like nerding out in the office right now, which I'm okay with. I mean, I'd much rather it be summer, because most of our work happens in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, considering you only play rugby on the field and not the snow.
But they play, don't they play rugby in the winter in England or something?
Yeah. I mean, it's their winters aren't anything like.
Yeah.
Ours, though. You imagine playing like the other day? Holy.
That, yeah.
You know, we have domes. Thankfully, we have some dome spaces as well. What else I think is really cool about rugby and how we deliver the curriculum, so how we deliver our we call it a rookie rugby curriculum to young people, is that you just need a really, all you need is a flat space, really. Like a gym would work, an outdoor field would work. We try not to do it on tarmac just because, you know, I'm kind of clumsy, so I can only imagine some other people trying to understand their bodies. So, you know, as long as there's a flat space, you can play. And do you guys play touch?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's, no. You're like, kind of. I'd rather just tackle someone.
More tackle.
Yeah. you're a big dude. I can see why you'd like that. Like, I'd be more inclined to be touch. Like, run away.
Like, it's not that I like touch. It's not that I like tackle more than touch. It's more like, I find touch to be boring because it's like, if you're bigger, you're slower, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like if you're playing touch, then the fast people are going to catch you a lot faster. But if it's tackled, they have to take you down. Mm. But because you're big, you can run a few steps before.
You're playing to your strengths. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. And then I guess you play 15s or 7s?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
15s.
Yeah.
Well, can you guys explain the difference?
Well, the way I think about it is 7s is for the fast, small people because there's not as much people on the field. So there's a lot more spaces you can run through.
Mm-hmm.
But 15s is like a field full of people. So like not only do you have to be fast, you have to like be able to push your way through some people because you're going to get hit. And the only way to get through that is to push your way through. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like playing 15s better. Like, although I'm not that fast, but like I got some strength so I can shove some people off me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I describe it.
Yeah. And what position?
I usually play prop.
Oh, right on. Yep. Yeah. See that?
That's all I play. I'm always a prop.
Yep.
I'm known as the prop.
So prop. Props to the prop.
Whenever we're in practice and coach yells prop, there's three people who run up. It's me and then my other teammate, and then it's the guy who backs me up. That's all there is.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a preference?
I usually play prop, lock, or flanker.
Right on.
Yeah.
And then 15s or 7s?
Either or.
Hmm.
Like, it's I like 15s because, like he said, like it's more about like getting past, you know, like not like running, but like pushing, and like they like if they can't take you down, you get to go further, you know. And then like there's, and I enjoy sevens too because it's like, it's also like a faster game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super, you know? Fast.
Yeah. And yeah.
I find 15s to be more of a strategic kind of game at the same time because like you can't just pick up the ball and run. You're going to have to look for your teammates because you have the ball, they're going to come after you. And it's like, you're not going to be able to take a full team of 15 guys on top of you, right? So you have to like look around for your options.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sevens is, like, if you're fast and there's a space, you can just bolt through that.
Yeah.
You just go straight through. And maybe the one of those odd times where there's a guy coming straight at you and then you pass the ball. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
What about kids that are not really into playing rugby but enjoy watching and supporting? Are there opportunities for them to join the team in that way?
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of ways to be involved. So, you know, on the sidelines, I don't know if you guys have any student coaches at Jarvis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And field staff, field support, you know, that are marking marking the ball? No. So just kind of volunteering for events, right? Like it takes a lot of people to carry on an event, right? Like you got to have your ref, you got to have your linesman, you got to have someone at the table, someone that's paying attention to make sure the score's right, someone who can do math about the score as well, because you got to add those conversions as well as those tries. So there's lots of ways, and you know, as someone who's not a rugby athlete, but a rugby enthusiast, I support by taking photos. I like working with young people. One of my favorite young people is over here with us, Natasha Cyril. She worked with us this summer. She has a sports media background, and she was out on the field taking photos with me. She was doing videography and editing. She was doing a lot of writing as well. I definitely put her to work with that. Hey, Tash?
Yeah.
And event planning, you know, running events, tournaments and festivals, outreach, just kind of talking about who we are and what we do, is also really important. And then also like right now with our advisory council, you know, there's no rugby in the boardroom right now. I can assure you it's all talking about rugby at the moment and planning for the year. So there's lots of different ways, and we want to make sure that we take a strengths-based approach to providing programming for young people. So we want to involve as many young people in the game to help grow the game and keep the sustainability of the game as well. So there's lots of opportunities. If you have any questions, just holler at me, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll make it work.
What about the off-season? What happens with turf during the off-season?
It's like no off-season.
There's no off-season?
Well, because it's 15s in the summer, right?
Yeah.
Well, your school year is different, right? You guys just came off sevens, right?
Yeah. We came off sevens, I believe, end of November.
November, right, yeah. So, technically, right now we're getting started with our Rising Stars training program on taking place on a couple Sundays from now until April. In March, we have March break programming going on at Spruce Court. Public school. So if you have any young people in your lives or, you know, friends that have some younger siblings, we're going to be offering our rookie rugby curriculum there. So it's flag, it's non-contact rugby, and they get to learn the fundamentals of the game. They get a chance to play and, you know, work it all out, and it's good fun. So that's coming up in March. So we're planning for that. And then planning for the kickoff and, you know, trying to encourage registration. So encouraging, you know, going to high schools and going to you know, talking with administrators and coaches and just kind of sharing what's coming up in the year and just trying to get ready for the madness that is summertime, because it's just go, go, go. You know, we start in the summer and then there's festivals and events and demos. And the end of summer, we've got our massive Rugby Sevens tournament. We hosted it at Sunnybrook Park in September. Do you remember that heat wave in September when it's like... Yeah.
I was out during that day.
Yeah, we were out at Sunnybrook Park, and it was, like, so hot. It was crazy hot. You know, ice cream was melting, like, in mere seconds. But that's a two-day tournament that we orchestrate and run. We had 52 or 53 teams this year, 51, 52, 53, somewhere around that. We're looking to expand, have three fields, more teams, not just club, but, like, other teams coming through as well. So yeah, it's just, you gotta take some time to plan for all this stuff. Cause it just goes so fast. We're going to be summer in no time, like no time.
Time does go by fast in winter.
Mm-hmm.
for me, like, I know some people say how summer goes by really fast. To me, summer is long. Summer is very long. Like last year, like, it's weird. It's like, people are like, I don't want summer to be over. But, like, by August, I was like, this is taking really long. I want to go back to school.
Wow. Wow. Quote that.
I don't know. It's weird. It's like when you're in school, you're like, oh, yeah, I like school. But then 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, I hate school. I don't want to be back in school. But then, like, if you're out of school for too long, you're kind of like, I miss school. I want to be back in school. Like, I miss my friends. That's pretty much how it was during the summer. Like, although I had a job, I was like, this is not the right environment.
Well, you should have, honestly, this summer, sign up, you know, become a member of TURF and get on a club and play some club rugby on the weekends.
I'm actually planning on doing that. I don't have anything to do this summer.
There's some amazing people. Tash plays on a rugby team. There's just some really amazing people out there that I think would be delighted to meet you and delighted to play with you. And then I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to play against you as well, you know? Mm.
What are other job opportunities and scholarships that TURF helps with?
The crux of it is through our summer employment program, and we'll be putting out the job postings for that soon. We've been quite fortunate in the past through Canada Summer Jobs being able to hire youth to help facilitate our programming and the training of that as well. We do a lot of professional development with regards to that. And then scholarships, our scholarship application portal should be up and online soonish. I say soonish because I'm in charge of doing that, so soonish. we'll be taking those in from now until, I think, April. Or well, not from now, but when it's up till April. But if you follow us on social media, like I post deadlines and what's coming up. Or you can sign up for a newsletter, but social is a little bit more frequent than the newsletter.
Do you have anything else to add or share with our audience?
No, I this has been a lot of fun. I guess what I will do is just hold you both accountable to signing up and registering as TURF members and perhaps applying for a scholarship or maybe a job or something. And if you shared just the information about the March break camp, that would be super awesome.
I promise I will.
Cool.
No promises. Okay, yes.
Terrible.
So that's all the time we have left for this portion of the show. Thanks, Amanda, for chatting with us about TURF. If you would like to learn more about their services for young people interested in rugby, please go to their website at turfrugby.ca, which is TIRF rugby.ca.
Please stay tuned. Coming up next is our panel discussion with my sister Diamond Bailey right after the musical break.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the Health Talks on Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. I'm your host for the rest of the night, Diamond. It's easy to love winter if you try, but it's even easier to hate it, especially when you're dealing with health issues. The season's cold, dry weather can worsen everything from asthma to your chances of getting struck with the flu. Sure, you can escape to a hot and sunny destination when winter hits, but your best defense is knowing how to protect yourself when the temperatures plummet. So what better time to talk about the health issues and the iconic wintertime blues than our first radio session of the new year? So welcome, you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
So, are we really more at risk of getting sick in the winter, or is it just that it seems? How does the doom and gloom of winter affect us not only physically but mentally?
That's an interesting question.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I think you can get like sicker because the cold can really bring down your mood.
That is true. Well, I she has a point because like the colder it is, it's like you want to stay inside more, and it's like if it's like not warm enough for you, you know what, when it's like you're feeling cold, you want some like body heat or something, so it's like, and you want someone next to you. But like you don't have anybody, so it's like you're like, damn, I'm single.
Oh, God.
And you get all sad and depressed.
Wow, that's swerved, man.
And I know depression brings sickness, right? So it's like,
you got a good point there. Go on.
Right, so it's like when you're sad and depressed, apparently it could bring sickness. Mm. And usually, you like you want warmth from like something or somebody else during the winter.
That's pretty good.
See, like, you should be on the radio more often.
But during summer it's warm.
Yeah.
But like during summer at the same time, I do know like diseases thrive in hot weather. Right.
And heat strokes.
Yeah. And this heat strokes during summer.
That's some philosophical stuff, man.
So, well,
yes.
I don't know whether winter brings more sickness or summer.
Boy, you're like the Dr. Phil around here, bro.
No, he's not.
Man.
If you really think about it, though.
Okay. Logically. Logic is our flavor. Some logic.
There are some viruses that do thrive more on lower temperatures, colder temperatures. But then again, you have to... there's different viruses for, like, in different countries, right?
Yeah.
So, any other comments?
You know, here in Canada, it's always cold. So.
But, you know, for me, not saying that I don't like to go outside. I'm more of a, like, homebody. So, this... I won't say that winter blues does not affect me, but I'm an inside person.
Like, so you like to stay home with a bottle of Alizé, is that what you try to tell me?
More like bubble tea, but yes.
You got it. What about you, Abed? What do you think?
What's in your mind?
Same. I'm a homebody. I stay home. I watch TV, you know. Like, I don't... This whole winter break, I did not pay my phone bill.
Same!
Specifically because who am I going to talk to?
I don't even have a plan.
You need to come outside more.
I'm like the opposite. I'm more outgoing. Like, probably because my mom's outgoing as well. So
she forces you to go outside, huh?
I get bored easily.
You just go outside.
I honestly want to go outside more. But like the way my family is, it's like you're only allowed to go out like maybe 3 times a week. If at most. But it's like, if you want to go out, you have to plan something. Like, you have to tell them, like, maybe.
My dear brother, I think not.
I think it's, like, the least, like, 2 days before, like, before you go out. Just so, like, our parents. Because, like, I have a lot of siblings. So, like,
yeah, we're a big family.
So, like, both of us can't, me and Devin can't go out at the same time. Because then we're going to need one of the parents to stay home. And, you know, dad works. Mom's usually doing something for the house. She's usually out buying groceries, cleaning, whatever. So if both of us are gone, my mom's going to have to double task. And my dad's going to be like, oh, wait, I have to go home earlier because there's no one really there to help watch the kids.
So. It's like a scheduled thing. We have to plan in advance.
Okay. But like, if it was like, oh, the kids were grown up and it's like no one really needs to stay home to watch kids, I'd be out all day, every day.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Yes, the freezing cold, brother. Come on.
I would.
He would.
All right.
He would.
All the time.
Well, saying that, what are some ways that you guys stay healthy during the winter months? Divine, just say you don't. You do what?
I message my friends a lot. Because, like, I know during winter, it's like, you stay home.
Nobody wants to go outside.
Yeah, no one wants to go outside. So you don't exactly... I'm not saying you don't talk to your friends, but it's like you don't have as much... You guys don't really bond as much because you guys aren't outside together
exactly
much anymore. But like for me, I'm like, no, I don't want to lose that kind of that like friendly bond. So like I try to do as much as I can online with them instead of just like.
That's an interesting thought because a lot of people like now believe that, you know, social media and technology is unhealthy. But that aspect of like, you know, even though there's also physical health and there's also mental health and what you were saying ties into it. Anybody else? Physical aspects?
Eating right.
During the winter.
Pardon me?
I think during the winter, people tend to gain weight.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I gain weight 24/7, so, like, you know, it's okay.
You know, during summer, it's hot, and you go outside a lot more, and the sun makes you sweat.
So yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Bro, you know, I can testify to that. Hey, I walk for 8 hours a day in the summertime. I shed 40 pounds. Just like that.
Just like that.
You know what I mean? It's like chocolate. Just shed
the
pounds.
It just melts.
Yes.
But like during winter, the sweat decides to stick back into your body.
Preach! Like, that's right.
No matter how much you sweat, it just... Your skin's just like, no, where are you going? Absorbs back.
Go into the Book of Psalms, brother.
I am disgusted by how fast you men can lose weight, you know? Like, I'm actually so bad right now. But
water's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we are made out of water.
Yeah, like, I like swimming a lot, even though, like, I feel like I can't swim.
Water's a beautiful thing.
But...
Just stop talking.
No. I try to go swimming as much as I can, but, like, you know, our family, it's hard to do things without that communication. And swimming, there's other things more important to swimming. And this winter, like, you know how at a certain time of the month, you know, after school, like, clubs and, like, programs, you have to go and sign up, right? Mm-hmm. So I tried really hard to sign up for a swimming, like, you know, program so I can learn how to swim and shed pounds and, like, keep healthy during the winter. But it's so, like, it goes out so quick.
Yeah, it's packed.
I was so sad.
Well, there's always a, yeah, there's always skating.
I can't skate.
Just walk on the ice, Diamond.
I actually went skating, like, a month ago. And I went, and I was, like, I was terrible. I got on, I almost fell. But, like, you know how guy friends are. It's like, mm-hmm. if you can't skate, they don't
They
care.
Will clown you
they
to
don't
death.
Care. Like, they'll skate by you and push you on, push your shoulder, and you'll, like, do, like, a 360 and fall on
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I had to learn how to skate real quick, or I was going to be injured by the time.
Oh, yeah, and clowned.
But I learned. I learned within a few minutes.
See,
come on, hold on. I'm sorry. It's
okay, you can go.
My apologies. A few minutes.
That's
a lie.
Nope.
Come on.
On my life, if you guys come with me, like,
he's a fast learner.
Anytime, I can skate.
It's not that hard to skate. It's so easy.
Okay, I skated when I was, I believe, 10.
I'd say a few days.
And I never skated since. A few minutes later, I know how to skate.
He has a talent. What can you say?
I learned how to do, like, anything athletic, like sports. If there's rules to sports, I get it down.
Let's continue on with questions.
So, as the season's cold, dry weather continues, what are the best ways to jumpstart your immune system? How can we protect ourselves from cold, viruses, etc.?
Vitamin D.
Blanket.
Yeah. Vitamin C as well.
Gym.
Blanket.
A lot of cardio.
Blanket.
Food.
Blanket.
Blanket.
What is a blanket? Blanket's just to keep you warm.
Yeah. Soup.
Anything else?
You want a blanket right now, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do.
Snuggies.
Snuggies.
Significant other if you don't have a blanket.
Wow. You guys, Divine's lonely. He's looking for somebody.
I never said that.
But what about sleep? Heavily. What about sleep?
Hibernation is a beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
Oh, yo, did you know that people have the genetic component to actually hibernate?
Yeah.
It's next level.
That's probably what I do. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, I sleep a lot, but like when
she
I was...
go like 9-10 straight hours sleeping during the nighttime.
But I was talking... You guys make me look so bad. But I was talking to Ahmed before we started this part of the radio show that I lack vitamin D. And when I say lack, I mean like I lack. I'm surprised I'm not sleeping right now. Yeah. But yeah, so that's also a component why I feel lazy during the winter time, which is weird. I don't feel as lazy during like the summer or spring. I start feeling it as fall comes, but during the seasons I tend to get sick easy, so like I don't feel it coming that much. So like I'm kind of bad because I'm not really good at taking like, you know, prescriptions and like my medicine, so I'm really bad at it, and I don't have a system where I can memorize like when I should take it at what time. So I know there's a lot of like alternatives where you can, some people take, you know, light therapy where you sit under a lamp and take in, you know, the light. Yeah, it sounds weird, but it's a thing. Or you can take like, you know, vitamins, which doesn't really work for me because I never remember to take it.
Yeah, the thing about me and my sister is like we're two polar opposites when it comes to sickness. Like she gets sickness like here and there, maybe like she's sick for like maybe 1 or 2 weeks every few months. But, like I don't get sick for a while, but when I get sick it punches me in my face. Like I get hit really hard and I'm out for like 3 straight weeks. Like I'm sleeping like abnormally. I sleep for like I would sleep, wake up 30 minutes later, I'm back to sleep for like 4 more hours. I wake up 20 minutes later, I'm back to sleep again for like 5 more hours.
Like, yeah, it's bad.
But like my sister, she's like, whenever she's sick, it's like, yeah, she has a headache. She's sneezing. A week later, she's fine.
But it's weird because, like, I feel like the more I grow up, maybe it's like what I used to do as a child, I don't do anymore. Like, I know better, I guess, how to keep healthy. Like, I don't get sick that often, and it's really not as bad as I used to. Like, I used to suffer from migraines. I do, like, do sometimes now, but it's not as bad. I don't get, like, throat infections and ear infections because, like, I took out my tonsils as a kid. So, like, it would come out a lot. Like, it would happen a lot, but it hasn't happened, like, I think, like, a year. So I'm kind of proud of myself.
Congratulations, Diamond.
Thank you. I feel so accomplished.
Yeah. Like I said, polar opposites. Like, she's talking about how she hasn't had it in, like, a year. But now, like, I never had my tonsils taken out. But now it's time. My tonsils are starting to act up.
You know what it is? What are you doing wrong?
It's the ramen, man. It's the ramen. I eat a lot of ramen. Maybe, like, 2 packs a day. I don't
know. That's bad.
The doctors and nurses are like, yo, lay off the ramen. It's not good.
So why does it seem harder to exercise in the winter?
Laziness.
Exactly.
This whole thing just describes me. Like, while I was making this script, I was just questioning myself at all times.
This is like a brief therapy session.
It really is laziness because, like, the snow's not stopping you from running. Like, you can always plow the floor and make some space.
Excuse me.
I object to that.
So you're lazy. Shoveling.
I have tried it. I've tried running in the wintertime.
It's hard.
Okay.
It is hard, but
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't. I literally could not breathe.
You're making yourself believe you couldn't breathe because of how lazy you are.
No.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Mm-mm. Gentlemen and ladies, I can't stop you right there. You know how hard it is to go to the gym when it's cold and it's a blizzard?
Thank you. Him again.
I speak the truth. Why? Because I do it, okay? And taking the bus to the gym, brother, it's like Mission Impossible. You ever see that movie, brother? Yes, exactly.
It's like walking to the nearest, like, FreshCo. It's too much.
Oh, my gosh.
That wintertime, it seemed like 2 hours.
It does.
I'm walking to FreshCo, although it's, like, 30 steps away.
You can say that because you're a thin young man. When you're a big guy like me, hell, it's like 2 hours, okay? I stand up for the big people of Toronto, Canada. Come on.
Respect.
That's right. Sorry. Radio Richard, I'm sorry. My apologies. I just went off. So
you offended a great demographic, Divine.
I'm sorry.
Well, in saying that, what's the best way to get up and get moving when it's cold? How do you... Sorry.
Wait, what are you
saying? How do you not, like, lack motivation?
Necessity is the father of creation.
Ooh, we're getting deep
now.
That's
a deep... Yeah.
You surprise us every so often, you know.
Elaborate. Like, you create... You create a need, you know, like, you don't want to go to FreshCo? Don't stock your fridge.
Look in your fridge and see if it's empty.
Yeah. You know, like, what you do is you only go and grab, like, stuff that will last you for a little bit of time. So you will go out more.
Considering how many siblings we have.
No money like that. We're like that when the milk finishes.
Well, that's hell.
We could buy milk at 10 o'clock in the morning, and all 3 bags will be finished by 7. Same day.
So what happens if you have, like, 8 people in your house?
Okay. Milk doesn't last.
That's true. And having, like, kids that are growing.
I'm going through puberty.
They're not even. They're just...
They're not even going through puberty yet, but they're eating like they are. So I'm just scared to see what happens when they are going through puberty.
No one can have a decent, like, bowl of cereal.
Nope.
A decent bowl of cereal.
I can't have a decent bowl of cereal.
You buy the box, you set it down for 5 hours, you come back, there's crumbs, and then you're like, who ate this? All I hear is, whoopsie. And you're just like, wow.
So,
you're going to say something? I was just laughing.
So, certain people may feel anxious or depressed around the winter holidays due to seasonal affective disorder, sometimes referred to as seasonal depression. What do you think causes the holiday blues? Is it the environment and reduced daylight a factor in wintertime sadness?
I gotta hear this. Yeah. Go on.
Cuffing season.
Huh? Oh,
I just learned about that term, like, in November.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Cuffing season.
It's not cuffing season in the winter.
Like I said, it's body cold. Warm. You want body warmth. And you don't want it from your siblings because they're all annoying.
You don't want it from siblings because they're your siblings.
That too. And sometimes your blanket does do it, but you know your blanket can get boring.
Your blanket wow. gets boring.
Oh my god. That's
Do you want to?
Your blanket gets
dirty.
Could
you elaborate what that means?
Yes, yeah, because he doesn't. I don't think Joel knows what cuffing.
Your blanket. Oh, you don't exactly. Okay.
Okay, we're going to this.
Actually, okay. Tell the viewers at home.
Cuffing season is pretty much. What
is it, hold on. Is that an early 2000s young people term or what?
I just heard about it this
year.
Yeah,
I just heard about it pretty much last year.
Okay, please elaborate. Thank you.
I don't think it's exactly a season. It's more like a time where like everyone craves. Like they're like feeling lonely, and they think to themselves, they're like, "Damn, I'm single, and like I really need somebody right now."
That's my life right now. Go ahead.
But then it's like,
please proceed.
But then maybe I see like 2 or 3 months pass, and then you're like, cuffing season's over. You're like, I don't need nobody. I'm good. And that time's usually around summertime, because you're usually doing something around summer. You're like, a relationship is not what I need right now. You're like, I'm too busy for a relationship. But then winter comes and you're not doing anything. You're like, damn.
You need Netflix. Netflix and bug of popcorn.
What are you talking about with that net neutrality? No one has Netflix.
Net neutrality is a new thing. That's pretty much what cuffing season is. It's pretty much from winter.
I'm just listening to the conversation.
I'm sorry.
You said it really well. I couldn't say it better myself there, bud.
Diamond. Oh, my God.
No, because I'm just surprised how he knows all this, and I just found this out, like, what, like 2 months ago?
Jarvis is an interesting place.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you Jarvis is a very interesting
school. Does anyone else have any idea? Other than cuffing season, why they believe that people feel the wintertime blues, as I like to call it.
Holiday homework.
You got homework?
I got homework. I got like 2 assignments from the same teacher. She is evil.
Bless your soul.
Bless her soul from Diamond.
I said bless your soul, not her soul. That's evil.
I personally think around this time is when things start to get stressful, especially for grade 12 students. Because, like, now, if you're in a semester school, you know there's exams for your classes, and you're like, it's now or never. If you don't make it, you're like, oh, snap, I'm going to grade 13. You know? And then there's also the people who do pass, but they're like, now I have to be accepted into a college or university.
There's a lot of pressure.
So there's a lot of pressure handing out applications, putting in money, and, like, maybe you don't have the money, so you're like, I'm going to have to make up the money somehow, but I don't know how. And I'm at a deadline. So people get stressed out, and then if they don't make it, that's when the depression comes on. They're like, what am I going to do? Oh my gosh, I missed a deadline. And then, like, you know, that was all like family.
And then your parents whoop your butt when you get home.
Pretty much.
You know, bro, I know.
And it's like, and then your family's pressuring you, because it's like, you always want to impress your family. And then like, you end up messing up, and you feel like it's over, because, like, you've always tried to impress your family.
Could be also preparation for your future. Like, you could be, like, worried about it, stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of deadlines are now, and you also, you know how, I think it's Canada in a whole, when you write the application for universities and colleges, and you also have to pay a fee for, like,
for each,
a group of 3, and then $50 if you want to add a choice. And for university, I believe it's sometime in the middle of January. So a lot of people are feeling, because, you know, people procrastinate, and then they don't they don't pay till like now. So a lot of people get stressed. Plus, I also think it's because of the holiday season. You know, a lot of people want to give people gifts, even for youth that just this, like, they have their first job and they want to, like, you know, the season of giving, you know, it's kind of contagious, and they go through all, like,
finances.
they want to do it, but they can't because of, like, their financial situation. There's other things that could possibly be bought, or, like, you can go to good use instead of, like, it sounds bad, but, like, let's be realistic, it happens. Phone bills, you know, like TTC, like transportation, if you're paying your own bills for certain things, you know?
That actually happened to me. Like, I had problems with finances, but I got through it.
Those finances will get you into a deep depression.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a deep depression. Oh, my God. Bell are not nice people, okay? Bell Rogers, oh, my God.
So that's all the time we have for our show. Thank you so much for our guest panel for joining us. Come back next week at the same time and place for another edition of Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. Stay tuned because coming up next is Murphy Brown, which you don't want to miss right after our musical break.